Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time, as it is every Thursday on Money Life. And we're pleased to be joined by Tom Lydon. Tom is the editor of ETF Trends. And it's more than just, hey, here's what I like or here's what's moving. ETF Trends. .com is a full service website. If you are an ETF investor, you want to learn more about funds, how they work, what's new, what's happening, all that sort of stuff, well, check out ETFtrends.com. If you want to know what they're doing without going to the website, then you might follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon, and the firm is at ETF Trends. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the First Trust ISE Chindia Index, ticker FNI.
Chindia, that's China and India for those who are not perhaps aware. And what is making the First Trust ISE Chindia ETF the ETF of the week?
Well, for a variety of reasons, Chuck. First of all, many people know from an emerging market standpoint, the four biggest countries or the BRICS are Brazil, Russia, India, and China. But if you talk to most people about what's going on in Brazil and Russia, they would say, no thanks, I would prefer to stay away at this point. Actually, things in India and China are going pretty well. So first of all, it's a way to kind of carve out two of the biggest BRIC countries, number one. And number two, for a certain reason, they are actually in good shape and it could be that much better. Hey, here in the U.S., we are definitely benefiting from lower energy prices, and paying less at the pump kind of gives you an added bonus each week as you fill up your tank. That money's going back into the economy. People are feeling a little bit more confident. That's great. However, there's a downside, and over 20,000 small and mid-sized companies in the U.S. that are fueling the energy boom may get hurt, and that could affect the economy to the negative if prices remain low. However, China and India are big importers of oil and gas, and they benefit completely right across the board from these lower prices. So that's really, really good, and they're very, very happy that what they're feeling right now is in China alone, if the price of a barrel of oil stays below $70, that could add as much as 1% in GDP to China's economy every year. And so that's huge. Similar benefits for India, not only the economic benefit, but also they're seeing a governmental change that's going on where they've cut a lot of oil subsidies, and every dollar drop in oil means the government subsidy payments is diminished by $1 billion. So both countries are economically in pretty good shape, good GDP, benefit huge from lower oil prices. And here's a way, if you're looking to diversify outside the U.S. into emerging markets, and especially with oil where it is right now, it's kind of a neat opportunity.
Okay. But I got to ask a question, because I know we're now weeks into the new year, but it doesn't feel to me like it was that long ago. I want to say around or just before Thanksgiving, your ETF of the week was an emerging markets ETF. So I'm curious how well this one plays with that one and how much of a tilt we're giving emerging markets. Is this in place of the other one, instead of the other one, in addition to the other one? How does that fit in?
Well, Chuck, every week you and I have to come up with a new discussion point on a new ETF. And if everybody bought every ETF that we had as ETF of the week, it would be pretty confusing what they'd have in their portfolios. Well, And every ETF is not for everyone either. I think kind of part of this is getting people to think. That last emerging market pick was a fundamentally weighted emerging market suggestion based on Rob Arnott's FTSE RAFI fundamental index weighting formula. The PE ratio is single digit on that. So I think it's actually up a little bit since we talked. Mm-hmm. However, from a valuation standpoint, it's fantastic. But it does have Russia, it does have Brazil stocks in there. Maybe for some people, they're not thinking that they're comfortable with that. If they're more comfortable with China and India, here's maybe a bit of a thought. The other point is this, and we always talk about trends, but just this last week, Chindia, or the Chindia ETF, went above its 200-day average, and it hasn't been above its 200-day average in almost 3 months. So when you see a change in a long-term trend, and it's an area that you've kind of got on watch, you may want to take note. A couple things. It might be the beginning of a long-term uptrend, number one. Number two, when you buy, when you go above the trend line, your downside risk is limited because it doesn't take that much for it to go back down and then for you to exit. So it's a great way if you like a trade, especially as you're looking for a tactical play within ETFs, this might be something to consider.
Yeah, it's a really interesting idea and a really well thought out idea in terms of how it plays in. And I think my audience can get a pretty good handle on it. But if you want to learn more, remember, we are talking about the ETF of the week, the First Trust ISE Chindia. That's China and India. Chindia Index Fund. It's ticker symbol FNI. And it, like I said, ETF of the week from Tom Wyden, editor of ETF Trends. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Remember, for more information, well, follow ETF Trends on Twitter at ETF Trends. Go to ETFTrends.com. All right, we have just gotten off to a great start on the Thursday edition of Money Life. But up next, it is our big interview. So sit back and relax. We're living the money life, and we're going to get right back to it right after this message.